Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ash and JD, they're the hosts, talking real. They're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit. Get ready, because you won't want to quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys, from deep discussions to silly tales. The Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
We are back with another episode of the Real Talkin' Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. I'm starting to feel a little bit tired now. I'm not gonna lie, mate. It has been a long day. I won't give the details on the pod, you know, for all these illegal activities, dogging. No, but we did promise it last week that we was gonna start off the correspondence that we just had a lot to catch up on last week's episode, didn't we? So, yeah. We will start off with a couple of them, then we'll chat shit, and then we'll get back onto others. To be fair, there was a couple just saying, oh, you know, where's the missing episode? He says 2 weeks and whatever, you know, just the usual bullshit. and by the usual bullshit, I do mean James again. I might as well just get it up. It's on the notes section. What was it? Nice to see you have realised that United are shite. But we're not a footballing podcast.
No.
We're not going to talk about it.
Also, mate, just while we are talking about football, I'm sure I said to you, I think Chelsea would win the league. And you said you think Man U would finish above Chelsea.
Yeah, I know what they'd
say. Do you still think that?
At the moment, obviously not.
Okay.
It's all right, because Rude will be in charge next week. And it'll be like Ollie's at the wheel again, ain't it?
Right.
Yeah. But, no, we won't talk about football. We've got another international break after this weekend, though, haven't we? Fucking crazy.
Or are they?
Yeah, so...
They're so fucking boring, aren't they?
Yeah. But... So it's this weekend of football normality, and then, after the internationals
just,
again.
Just thinking for a second, mate. Say you're a professional footballer. An 80 grand a week, you don't get selected for your country.
Mm.
You're just fucking going away for 5 nights and, you know. Then.
It depends on the manager, though.
Yeah,
they might want to still go over tactics. But in general, a lot of them do a 4-day break.
So imagine the sweat that is like.
Oh, yeah, you're laughing.
Laughing, mate.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't even be asked about the fine from the school, either, would you? Have to take your kids out.
I'm sure they can afford it.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that ain't going to stop me when it comes to me. I mean, I'll tell you the secrets that I've seen as well. The way that you got to time it right. So, count your bank holidays and then, do it as, you take the kids away on a Friday and a Monday and then they're not missing a full week.
Yeah,
because
if
you miss the full week, that's when you get the fine. And it's the fines per person, per child.
So,
I think it's 120 quid per person. So, you know, you'd be paying £240 for Kobe to miss a week of school, fuck that. I just wouldn't pay it. I'd be like, make me come get the money from me there, or I'd be that cunt you know, when you see the videos and they're just going pay with pennies and that.
Yeah, I'd
definitely do that. But correspondence anyway. Yeah. We've got to keep the fans entertained. You know, they are the ones that sending us the lovely messages.
Yeah, taking the time, which we do appreciate.
We always do, yeah. You know, sending them in at the realtalkingpod@gmail.com or onto the hotline 07470-488-096. Links are in the description as always.
Brilliant, mate.
I know. They love that. I can just rattle it off.
Yeah. Honestly, he's not watching any. He's not reading the paper.
I'm literally. I've got Laura's message.
Just from memory.
Read.
Go on.
So yeah,
Laura. This is from Laura, sorry.
Yeah. Right. And it was a couple of weeks ago. So she said, "Hey guys, so with JD traveling the world, what has Ash done in the time off?"
That is a good question. What did I do?
I don't think you did anything. Worked, didn't you?
Yeah. So for me, it was we had two child-free Fridays, which is when we normally did a recording. So. Yep. With JD obviously working and then having a child-free Friday, it was just nice just to...
I mean, every Friday is a child-free Friday for me.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Dog-free.
House with just adults and the dog. Did you go out one of the...
We went out for some Japanese food. At one point, I think that was the first one. I can't remember, but the third week that we missed, I didn't do nothing then. I was just obviously because
I was trying to get over.
Yeah,
that was a ridiculously long day, and then Saturday I just didn't go to plan.
Right,
either.
Yeah. So for me, it was just a chilled one. Like I didn't need it.
Yeah. Thanks for asking me, Laura.
But she knows you're traveling the world, grafting, mate.
Well, that's all it was, though. Germany for work. I mean, to be fair, the part of Frankfurt that I was in, I wouldn't recommend going there. I think it was just we was on the wrong side of the train station. So it was just homeless people.
It is mad. And when you think of, when you're going away, you always think you're going to somewhere better as such.
Well,
it's not necessarily...
Yeah, because especially when I went to Poland last year.
But Poland's got it sorted, though, mate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But before going, I had scenes of Russia in my head, essentially, that it was when you see it on the films, that it's cold, dark, and just really old fashioned and stuff. But went there and it was all beautiful. Now, it was old fashioned buildings and stuff, but some of the architecture was fantastic.
It was Euro trip. When they go to, it gives him a dollar and he goes, "Now I buy my own hotel," or something like that.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Because you automatically go to what you've seen on the TV, don't you? Now, I know there was places the more old rural towns and stuff, but the main city centres that we went to, it was fantastic.
To be fair, I've had a few people say Poland's really nice, but, they are looking after their own, so to speak. And
But the hospitality was brilliant. They all spoke really well English as well.
I think you have to don't you? Because I think it is the world's language.
So you have to,
don't you?
Yeah. And it was so cheap as well. It really was. I'd recommend Poland. But just where we was in Frankfurt, the homeless people and that. And, when it's just run down and the litter around. Well, to be fair, no, sorry. There wasn't a lot of litter. There was a lot of broken bottles and stuff. But that was just fucking pissed. And when we was walking to the job, to their version of the London XL, Mesa de Sioux. By the train station, there was a pub. And bear in mind, it is 7:30 in the morning. And there's already six geezers outside. They were already bevved up. They were fucking,
proper lads.
Yeah. So at first I thought they were just still there from drinking all night or something. But it's quite a big working through the night culture there as well. So obviously they'd finish work at, say, probably 5:00 in the morning. Then they're having their beers before going to bed then. But yeah, it was... the most interesting thing of the part that we was in was finding Team Rocket's headquarters.
Yeah,
which I sent you the picture.
That's where they're hiding.
Yeah, I mean, unless
Giovanni, if he's Persian.
Fucking load of wheezings in there. But yeah, unless there's anything else more interesting, it'll probably be the thumbnail for this week's episode. But yeah, it's I wouldn't have suggested that bit. The work itself was sound, but the because it's not illegal to smoke in the buildings over there as well. So like, I'm working away, everyone's smoking around me, and it was just weird. It was hot, fucking sweaty, no breeze in the venue, and that. And then with people smoking around me, it was like so. I don't know if it was all the pubs and restaurants, but the Irish bar we was going to, you wasn't allowed to smoke in there. So I wanted to sit inside most of the time then when we was having a beer, because that was my breakaway from everyone having a smoke. So yeah, it was quite an eye-opener considering how things are over in the UK, where, well, they're trying to ban smoking even in the beer gardens now. I don't know how that's going to go down. And I saw it the other week, well, I think it was last week, that they want to potentially close the pubs earlier as well. So say it'd be like 10 o'clock instead of 12 o'clock closing the pubs.
I did see that as well, yeah.
And that'd be ridiculous. But I think that would just encourage people to start drinking earlier then as well.
Yeah, and then going back to the homes and drinking, carrying on.
Yeah, so it's strange. I don't know what fucking Keir Starmer's trying to do to this country.
But you know what he's trying to do. He's trying to fuck it up.
Yeah. There's already talks about him about him having to step down because of things that he's already doing and suggesting. And there's bookies favourites for who's going to take over. And it's just ridiculous.
Anyone I know about, there's no good. Literally, it's just fuck. Is he 5 years here? It's 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just fuck now for 5 years. That's it.
Well,
all your money's going abroad.
Yeah.
You know.
To all the foreign aids and, well, to their offshore accounts as well.
Yeah, they get the backhanders from it. Yeah. You know, 20 grand.
Well,
it was just, mate. Go on, sorry.
I know, we're not a politics podcast.
They just fuck. I know I said it before. They should have a point system for these politics. No, they should. Where it's like, if they say something and then they've gone against it, it's like a point here. So if you say, if we're in charge, we ain't going to do that, then you do it.
Yeah.
So you get deducted points. And to the point where, say, you've deducted 25 points, because that's still if it's 2 points for every...
Sorry, there's just a big squirrel in the garden. Massive one.
Yeah.
Magpie's going to get it there, kid.
I loves it. Oi, oi.
They're just after it, isn't
they? Yeah.
They're always so sketchy. Great entertainment for the people listening as well.
He was like diving out with it. Just rolling out.
It was a grey one.
Yeah.
No,
so what I'm saying is, if there's like 2 points deduction for everything you've said something and then went against, and then you've hit like 20 points, sorry, that's 10 things you've said you wouldn't do and you've done. Literally, just
just sacked, yeah, or another
election or something. Yeah,
but I have seen a lot of traction from the Reform team, party rather, and they're making waves. You know, they're saying all the right things for everyone. You know, obviously, unless they actually do come into power, we're not going to know if it's true or bullshit. But you know, they just seem to be getting a lot more people on side now. I can see being an election sooner than the 5 year term, just because of the way it's looking at the moment. And I'm dreading it because they're on about doing this pay per mile system. When they do the budget or whatever it is next month, announcing that. Now, I roughly did the math the other week. On 10p per mile, I'd be looking at paying like an extra £3,000 a year, because they'll get rid of the road tax and then you pay 10p per mile.
They must have to cap it so long, so like anything.
I don't think they will. But they want to do it because they're not earning off of people with electric cars. Because if at the moment,
but that was
electric
the
previous... vehicles don't pay a road tax. And because of that, now they want to do this pay per mile. But so I roughly did it off of 10p per mile. What I'm seeing at the moment now is they're going to do it as 15p per mile. But if they do something like that, then there's going to be riots, because people aren't going to be able to afford to pay for it, for starters. Because you think, well, the road tax on my van, it's like 260 for 12 months. So if that's going to go up by 10 times, people ain't going to be able to afford that. So it would mean taxi fare goes up, bus fares go up, train fare will go up.
Yeah.
Not that it needs to, but they'll be like, well, we're going to put it up because everything else going up. Delivery fees will go up. Yeah,
trains will go up, then train strikes because not earning enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then,
It will mean that food prices go up again. Literally everything will keep going up, but then the wage won't go up to compensate either. So people are just riot. It's going to be an absolute bedlam. I've not seen much movement regarding people talking about strikes or anything, but I can imagine scenes like what we did see in France with the farmers and everything. Mm. I can see being like that. So over the next couple of weeks, as it starts getting closer to this.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Budgie or whatever the fuck it's going to be. Once more information comes out, I reckon I'll see people starting to
kick
off. I actually watched we are going to get back to the correspondence in a minute. I told you this is what we're going to do.
I love it, mate.
You know, considering it's correspondent, asking what you did while I was away. I spoke about being away. Now we're on politics
and squirrels.
Right. Right, squirrel section. I've lost control. Oh, yeah, so I watched an interesting one the other morning, basically saying how you can not pay council tax.
Right.
And he was given the full, I've said the video, because to be fair, the missus pays the council tax, so she ain't going to stop it. But for the logs of you, it would be a good one to give you the information for it. But basically, it's like, you know, you write a letter saying, I'm happy to pay my council tax as long as you can prove that it's not going towards terrorist activity, because it's like something like 25p for every pound goes to foreign aid, which is linked to making weapons.
Mm.
So, look, 7/7, which was a London bombing. Obviously, 2007, that got linked back to money that we give to like Yemen or something, that then made the weapons that they did the bombing with.
We need to stop the bullshit with sending money abroad. Oh, and no. then everyone's out of pocket. It just makes sense. To get everyone inside, they can just do one thing, and everyone be like, "Fucking love that! I've got more money."
But it's not even with the winter fuel allowance, like. So, I don't know, say it was 25 million that they've cut off for the winter.
Yeah, then sent 2 billion then, abroad or whatever.
Yeah, it's an extra over to Ukraine or whatever it was. It's all fucking up. So yeah, essentially, if you say to the council, if you can prove that it's not going towards terrorist activity, then I'll happily pay.
Yeah.
And then because they can't prove that it's not, because they can't, even though I know we spoke about it before, so you get a letter with a pie chart saying what it's going to. Basically, the section on the pie chart that says other, that's what it is, that's funds going overseas. And then the council tax doesn't even actually pay for the police and the fire stations or anything. That's still given by the government.
Mm.
So, there's a big loophole, and this geezer was like, I haven't paid it for 4 years. They took me to court, but then they couldn't prove anything. So, there's a lot of people that are going to stop paying it now.
How much is your council tax?
Don't know. As I say, the missus pays it, so I really don't know.
Because ours is went off quite a bit, actually. I think ours is like just under 140 a month now.
It's fucking fucking ridiculous.
But you pay for the parish road in that. If obviously you've got a parish, you can pay to keep that lock up to date and everything. And
I imagine that's probably incorporated in mine. I've got the church at the end of the road. I've got another, you know, but it's almost like a community centre, used as a little church as well. Because that's a proper African church as well.
Gospel.
You see them in the ball dress.
I want to go to a gospel choir. Church.
Oh, did it with Daniel back in the day?
Did you?
Mr. Arthur de Hunts.
I want to do it. Like, you know, when you see, like, remember Barra?
Yeah.
When, like, they're talking and everyone's got their hand in their hair and then I see that one geezer running around the church. Yeah. I want that. And then, like, you know, when they go, he's like, I want to be cleansed. And they're like, he's like, I want to go to something like that.
Well, I'll tell you now, I expected that.
Oh,
and I didn't get it. Because I was like 14, 15, whatever. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to go in and I'm going to praise the Lord. And I'm going to have all the fucking singing and dancing. Nah, just sat there. There's nothing. I was so gutted.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was just that church that we went to. There is a lot of them that do it.
Yeah.
So after politics, if I remember, I'll put the link in the video description for the video of how to go about not paying accounts tax, because he's got his website on it and that. So for anyone that does want to check it out, because, you know, if it is, I feel like my accounts tax was 120 the last time I asked the missus. But I really don't know. But yeah, it all adds up. It's a fucking lot of money. You know, and if you can get away with not paying stuff like that. Look, I only found out the other day, milk used to be free. And gas and electric used to be free.
I remember milk used to be free for babies.
That milk used to be free for everyone. It was Margaret Thatcher that fucking says you've got to start paying for milk, gas, electric, everything. So it was all given for free. And then the way they started doing it was, well, we're just going to put these meters in just to help monitor what's being used for, you know, whatever, like make sure it's safe and stuff. And then they started charging. So, yeah, it was literally Thatcher that fucked it up. The iron loader. So, yeah, thanks for that that WhatsApp, Laura.
Thank you for that.
Now, we got one from Noah. And he says, he's asked a very interesting question, actually.
Right.
So, if you could make up a phobia to someone to impede their lives, what would you choose?
Okay.
So obviously, there's a lot of weird phobias out there already, you know, got people scared of balloons and all sorts of things. So it's how much of a cunt you want to be, really. Because like, you could completely ruin someone's life and say, like, it's a fear of cars.
Yeah.
So
Fear of doors.
Yeah. So they can't open a door or anything. Can't look at one. They'd have to just be in darkness all the time, wouldn't I? I'd probably go for something stupid, like, you know, fear of chocolate cake, so they can't ever go to a birthday party. Just fucking cake. I'm scared.
Or the fear of, you know, the birthday song. So then they're just like, anytime that comes on in your restaurant,
never go to a Chinese buffet.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, you know, like, yeah, you're out eating and some kind of I think that one'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Just to fuck with them, because you never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
On TV, anything.
I think that would be worse than doing doing one that's actually just going to ruin the lives that they can't physically do anything. I think something stupid like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a fear of children. Like, there's not always children around, but every now and again you just be walking. Shit, there's a child, and I'll just freak out.
Well, I think everyone's got a fear of teenagers at the moment, aren't they?
Never know. That's what I'm saying.
So you've got that little fear there. Like,
but I mean, we've gone over it before, haven't we? You know, they all just lack the fear factor. They're not scared of anything or anyone. And they just need a good slap. That's all it is. It's need a proper slap. But I'll tell you one person that these kids should be scared of. And we did forget to bring up last week, Philip Schofield.
Roy. Oh, he's made a comeback, innit?
He's fucking back, innit?
What channel is it on?
Channel 5.
Right.
I'm sure they called it Castaway with Philip Schofield. I've not watched any of it. I've seen a clip where he's ranting. He's like, they've taken everything away from me and fucking all this shit. Yeah. Shouldn't have fucking been a nonce then.
I don't get him though. Look, how do you get a girl, marry her, have kids, then decide you're a gay boy?
I suppose probably because he grew up in a time when it was different and, you know, frowned upon to like the cock in your bum. And so, because a lot of them did, didn't they? They tried to live a normal, I'm air quoting again, even though you can't see, but a normal to most people's beliefs and views, whatever, style of life. So it probably was just that he kind of always knew, and then just thought, no, I've got to fight the demons, I'm going to marry a woman, I've got to live a proper life. And then once it stayed becoming more normalised, he's just thought, ah, fuck it, let's bomb a kid.
Yeah.
Fucking squirrels are back.
Right.
Fucking squirrel watch with Bash and Jade. We'll have to set a camera up out there.
Just, yeah, wildlife.
Yeah.
Get some robins in as well, we do.
Have you ever had any hedgehogs?
No, I haven't seen any.
I haven't had a hedgehog for a while, that I know of. But years ago with my old dog, because again, I, during the night in the warm weather, I'd leave the doors open, because if she ever wanted to go out for a wee, she could. Fuck him. Remember one morning, got up, gone downstairs, and because normally, as dogs do, she'd get up, fucking come for a quick fuss and that before going out for the walk. But she was just lying there, and I didn't pay attention at first. I've done whatever, I'm getting my trainers on ready to fucking take her out. And she didn't want to move. I've noticed she's got a fucking hedgehog. And it was a big bastard as well. Like, I don't know, half the size of a football. Well, pretty much like a rugby size ball, essentially.
Okay.
I know, it was massive.
Yeah.
So it was her new friend, basically. I've fucking gone into the kitchen, I've got the oven mitts out. And so I've had to pick it up. And it weighed a fair bit, so I've picked it up and I've gone to put it in the garden. She's followed me outside because she's like, what are you doing with my friend? And so I've had to fucking usher her back in, shut the door with my back because I'm holding this fucking hedgehog, and then placed it back on the floor, and then just waited a couple of minutes and watched it get up and wander off then. But it was that big. I don't know how it got into the garden.
I didn't think hedgehogs got to that size.
It was massive. It's a big two-hander.
And the hedgehog.
Sweet. Tough banter. God. So yeah, thanks for that message, Noah.
Cheers. And, so wait, are we going with the birthday song? For me, I'm gonna go birthday song. You're gonna go.
Yeah, I think.
Sort of any kid.
Oh yeah, I'll change this kid afterwards. Then yeah, I'll say kids because that's not. It's avoidable.
Yeah.
You can avoid being around kids.
Yeah.
Unless you're into them.
Because if you wanted to be more of a prick, you could be like any song that when you hear someone singing, like a phobia of singing.
Yeah.
But we'll stick with the birth.
Buskers would be a funny one then, isn't it? Because you wouldn't be able to go into a town centre.
Yeah.
Get someone banging out.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. What phobia would you give someone? No, that's what I want to know. But yeah, Philip Schofield, fucking back on it. Like, there's no need. Like, what? You're not going to see fucking Hugh Edwards with a Castaway show in like 12 months, are you? So I don't know why it's Philip Schofield. But I saw Eamon Holmes. He had a massive rant about him. Fucking, because I don't know if it's GB News that he's on.
Yeah, I think he's on GB News, isn't he?
Yeah, but it's not one of the main ones now, anyway. But the co-host who would, presenting the show with him anyway, she's tried to half defend Philip Schofield for a second, and Eamon's just switched on her. He's because he was along the lines of because you grassed him in, and he was like, no, I defended the children that he was trying to fucking abuse, essentially, and that, and just because he's got away with it, essentially, you know, what he did was wrong. He groomed a child, and then just because he was above age when anything's ever happened didn't mean it wasn't wrong and illegal in the first place. And he proper kicked off.
Yeah.
I thought, fair play. You know, he's fucking, he's sticking to his guns with that one, isn't he? So, yeah, stay away from those Phillip Schofields out there, kids. Unless you want to be nonce boy, someone like that, you know, each their own. It's a different world these days. You know, they might want it. Right, so on to another one of OG correspondents, Kirsty, the old puppet fucker. I bet she thinks I'm a real dickhead sometimes. Well, why'd you keep bringing it up, Jen? So she says, I saw a video of some woman eating mayonnaise with a spoon as if it was ice cream. Made me feel sick. Got me thinking, though, have you got any strange meals or snacks that you eat? Strangest I think I do is dip my McDonald's fries in the milkshake. Oh. I mean, I've done that. That's
I've never done that. I tell you what I used to as a kid. I used to eat sugar from the bag.
Sugar?
Sugar. I don't know why. Oh. I used to get like, you know, like the not the big spoon, like the little spoon. So a tablespoon, the little one.
Little one's a teaspoon. Teaspoon. Big one's a table.
So you used to get the teaspoon, put it straight in my mouth. Like this was when we were like eight and just get that sugar, you know, the sugar rush. Like literally, I could
so
have it.
You was basically having a deep dab, but just the sugar, no fucking lollipop stick.
That's it. Right. Fucking, then straight outside, mate. Used to have like, come in from playing squash. This is when kids used to play outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Sugar.
Back when the Nazis only looked out the windows.
That's it, yeah.
Not on the computer.
Stayed
screens.
In their own house, yeah.
Had a wank behind the curtains.
Yeah. The dip dough, didn't they? And everyone knew who the dip dough was. Everyone used to say. The
oh, yeah. Every road
pedo
had a
Pete.
Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking pedo Pete. His name was fucking Dave as well. But yeah. God. Sugar.
But look, any meals now that you do, that you're like, or used to do?
So, one that I used to do, because just as a young age, with mum working several jobs, not after she divorced dad, and then my sister would be out all the time. So I used to do super noodles.
Right.
And I'd have the smash, so instant mash that you just added hot water to. But I used to mix it together then as well. And I don't know why, it just tasted nice. It was just fucking...
I do like that. The mashed potato, I think, that the instant mash with the hot water, I do like that.
Yeah, because it just, like, sometimes if you didn't mash it up right, like, mix it up right, and you just get that little powder pocket. And look, yeah, it just, it used to be just nice.
I tell you, what I used to do a few years ago, I used to get crusty toast and put brown sauce on it. Just brown sauce.
So you'd already toasted the crusty bread.
Yeah, so.
Did you butter it?
No. Literally.
So just
brown sauce? Sometimes. Pull that and then do it, but then sometimes just brown sauce.
See, because I've like, say I've had a full-on English breakfast, because I have a lot. Like, I don't know if it's like an autistic sort of thing, but I have an order the way I eat a full English. Well, most of my fucking meals, to be fair. So I'll start with cutting the bacon up, beans on a piece of the bacon, eat that. Some of it will have a bit of egg in that with as well. Then it'll go around, and last bit, I'll have the yolk of the eggs, have that with the sausages. So, you know, I'll cut the sausage into four,
right.
Cut the yolk into four, fucking eat it. So then I'm left with all the bean juice and the egg yolk juice and toast, fucking yap it all up then. Fucking that's the, because that's what the toast is there for. It's the fucking get it all in. So, yeah, if there's been brown sauce on the side, I've you know, got the toast, scooped it up. But I've never just put brown sauce on it, like into jam or something.
So, like, when we used to go to this little calf boy work, one of the lads used to just have crusty toast with brown sauce. So, however it come, it was used to sometimes just come with butter, sometimes it didn't. But then I started doing it in the house. And, yeah, I haven't had it for a while, though. But that was probably, like, the weirdest thing, actually.
Well, again, keeping on the weird, and since we've not long mentioned him, old Mr. Arthur the Huntsie, he showed me one when we was kids. So instead of toast, butter your bread, whack it in the microwave. So it was soggy, buttery bread. Mate, it was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah. Like, it's just warm, buttery bread. Because obviously the microwave doesn't toast it either. Just makes it, well, it got soggy because the butter's already on it. And I don't know why he used to do it originally, because they had a toaster. But he showed it, mate. I fucking had it. It nice.
You know the one thing that I do, and I'm an absolute tank for doing it?
Fucking tank, man.
I eat two biscuits at a time. No, so imagine,
I've done it.
So, look, I get the chocolate touching. So, like, say, like, a digestive chocolate.
Why not the way around?
No.
Because you want the chocolate touching your tongue, you get more flavour.
No, just so it doesn't go in my hand while I'm... So it's like a sandwich.
Yeah, but you don't need to eat it slowly. You can just throw it in.
I inhale them, mate. That's my problem. But, like, you two at a time, just bam. Tank.
I did do it, not for a long period, but I did use at some point eat two biscuits at a time. But then I thought, hang on, I'm going for the biscuits too quick. Mate, I want to enjoy these biscuits.
Can you just tank through a whole pack of biscuits?
Oh, yeah.
I do it too. Look, sometimes it's too easy. I'm like, what the fuck have I just done?
Yeah. I bought a pack of dark chocolate digestives, McVitie's ones, the other day. Well, probably about 2 weeks ago. Because they're on sale. And I've managed to eat the pack in thirds because I'd easily eat a half pack.
Yeah.
And then because you don't know how many biscuits are in the pack, it's hard to judge how many is half.
Yeah.
So I had a couple more last night and I was like, right, that's about another third. And there's about a third left. So I've managed to be good with that. Like, I can't just have a little chocolate bar and just have one or two chunks. It's got to be the fucking the whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, even the little snack biscuits. So it's like a digestive wrapped in chocolate.
Yeah.
They're literally called snack, bourbon and yellow. So the ones of them that I bought the other week, they come as like a little two pack and they're only little squares, like an after eight size. I'm like, well, one pack's not enough, is he? So three packs later. Only six in a pack. Fuck. I don't know anything about that. Fucking. But I can't, again, because it's getting to that time of the year now when people are starting to look at the Quality Streets and the Tins of Roses and that. And then, as usual, you'll get some selection boxes and chocolate bars and that for Christmas. I can't just have a little bit of a fucking bar. That's why I try not to get biscuits and chocolate and stuff, because I just came through it. It's not good for you. Got to be healthy.
No, I'm the same. If there's celebrations now, I would just sit there, pick them in order. I always have an order, so it's like I'll have a Bounty Twix, whatever, and keep going down that order and just leave the Mars bars.
So you leave the Mars bar, you eat the Bounties.
I like a good Bounty. I hate Mars bars.
Strange.
Do you not like Bounties?
Nah. What? I remember eating one when I was a kid and just like...
Nah, Bounty's
not
good,
throwing man. Up, but just like.
Nah, Bounty's nice. You know what else is nice? I know I've mentioned before, Drifters. Remember a good Drifters. Fucking Drifter? Yeah. Give me a fucking Drifter.
Again, the other week, got some caramel sticks. So
okay.
Just Twixies.
Yeah.
But they were tiny. Again, like two packs because of that small. So I'll have four single Twixies. Fucking.
Good.
I just can't do it. I just can't have a little bit. Have a laugh. So, I don't even know how we got onto that.
It's Kirsty asked about...
Oh, strange foods, yeah.
So, thank you for that, Kirsty.
Yeah. I suppose it's probably just because I have done it, but yeah, dipping the fries in the milkshake, I don't think that's too bad a one, really. It's like salty fries and then the sweetness of your milkshake. It just a nice little... one of them weird balances, because I don't know what program was now, but they did a lot of weird food combinations. And so, like, with a slice of apple, putting salt and pepper on it, or maybe just pepper, and, like, it makes it taste better. Okay. There's some little fruit thing as well that, like, you eat that, and it flips your taste buds around. So, essentially, you eat it, and then you can eat a lemon as if it's an orange. But you just don't have any of that sourness and that. I don't know what it's called. Obviously, all the prep is always on this podcast. And we've got an interesting question again now from Miles. And he's asked, do you ever think that you're being followed / spied on?
No, not with my life, mate. No. I always, after the Truman Show, I used to think sometimes, is that based on me? You know what I mean?
Think everyone did that,
like,
didn't they?
Where have they got this story from? And look at, like, my mum and dad and thought, nah, they never advertise any good food. It's just like...
And you wasn't living the perfect life, though,
nah, shit life, mate.
Yeah.
So, no, that's how I found out that.
I think they'd have to really try and be good at the job to spy on me. Because I notice when there's a car that's like been doing the same route as me for, you know, longer than 2 minutes, I'm like, why are they following me? They've been following me for 3 minutes now. What's going on? And like, I suppose it's just because I'm always aware of like surroundings and that, you know, I'm always looking on the floor in case someone hasn't picked up the dog shit. Always looking around, making sure there's not an electric car that I can't hear as I'm about to cross the road so I don't get run over by a fucking electric nonce. fucking. Yeah, so I think they'd have to be doing a real good job. Otherwise, yeah, I suppose, you know, I have had it where I thought I've been spied on. I've been accused of being a spy or secret agent as well, haven't I? We told the story on the pod. I don't know what episode it was, but just that weirdo sitting in his car. Well, what are you spying on me for? I'll press this, and it lights up red. It means you're listening to me. Okay. We're having a conversation, aren't we? Again, I suppose, because...
You're always getting followed or spied on your phone, can't you?
Yeah, and if they're going to do it, they're just going to know that they can track you and that on your phone anyway, can't they? Yeah, I think the only main way they'd be able to do it is if it's one of these people that we've says get in the bin with when they're holding the phone up and talking to it instead of holding it next to their ear. So if they're pretending to talk to it and they're recording your ear, I suppose that's the only way that I wouldn't obviously notice. But then again, I do notice them a lot because I think, why aren't you holding it next to your ear? It's a fucking phone. If it wasn't, look, they'd call it a face if you was meant to hold it in front of your face. Fucking hell. Hate people. Not all you lovely listeners. I just hate people in general. Fucking weirdos. I know it's gonna be the future anyway, Lord, but have you seen the new video demonstrations for these headsets? Who's the fucking Facebook geezer?
What's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
So because they launched that Meta Universe the other year or whatever. So the new one that he's launching now, it's these glasses that they've got the hologram system built in. So we could be sitting here right now and we can play fucking
like Ready Player One. Because they
put the glasses on.
Got the suit and everything to go with it. But
yeah, but it's literally, so you can still see, like, I can have them on now. I can still see.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I can fucking have Jeff sitting next to us as well.
If you like mess with your eyes, because obviously it's pulling you in two different directions. Obviously, I know it's in front of you, but like obviously, it's, if you was to like put your hand in front of your eyes, yeah, it's kind of like you are breaking up, and I can feel my weaker eye straining.
Yeah, I imagine.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I suppose that they'd have to incorporate different strengths and prescriptions or whatever, but. Yeah, it was literally like the demonstration. He's sitting there. He pulls up the text message on his phone. And I don't know how, but he's doing hand gestures and that's responding. It's not like there was a keyboard and he was typing on the keyboard. It's like he literally says you can program hand gestures to reply. So I could be still talking to you, read my text message on my fucking glasses and just, I don't know, do fucking sign language. And I've replied, yeah, okay, put the dinner in the oven, bitch. we know that's not true. I'm the chef in my house. But yeah, it's just weird. Like, it's a mad time that we live in, because for our generation, we've grown up with the best of it, the Blockbuster and all that, and proper game systems and being playing out on the street. We're growing into the future as well, where these things are going to be the norm, you know, in 10 years time or something, you know, cyberlink and whatever that people are going to have injected into their fucking heads. And we're just going to be like, oh, just give us a 3310 back, please.
You know what I find fascinating? That, and I don't know, everyone's, it's the fact, like, you know, if you've got an email, you just connect to like a random printer that you near via Bluetooth, and you can just print.
Yeah.
And it knows that, like, even though it's off my emails and downloading like something, you know, like a return form for a parcel, I always find that mad because it's not connected.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know why that always bothers me a little bit.
I think that, again, like what I just said, because we grew up, you had to have a physical cable from the PC, the desktop, not a fucking laptop. So it's a physical cable to the printer to be able to send the data.
Because literally, when I have anything to print out, and I do that work with the printer work, I literally just sit in the kitchen, just connecting, just printing all that. If I need to print out, it's just mad.
It's crazy times we live in, to be fair, you know.
It's like we're getting there, but we're not there anymore. We can see where not society wants us to be, but what everyone's vision is with this metaverse.
Mm.
And we're just on the beginning of it.
So I think, because we're in the middle, or it seems like the middle to us at the moment. And I don't know, in the next 5-10 years, things are just going to be fucking so far ahead.
I always think of cars when I think of technology. So, like, if you have, like, a 14-play car now, and then you have, like, a 24-play, in 10 years, that has just come along so much. Digital cockpit, everything's done by touch.
Yeah.
It's where it used to be the old doors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ambient lighting, just everything, just speech. And I know we'd had the speech thing probably maybe. But you get what I'm saying. Like, that progress is really quick. And I always go after that, so...
And there's me. I ain't even got electric windows in my van.
But But like, you get what I'm saying now. Like, jumping it to every 10 years in cars is just... Who would have thought, like, what's the next big thing to go in a car? Like, obviously, someone's like, did you cut a bit? Let's get that in there.
Again, it's hard to imagine what else they can do.
But there will be something now, won't there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I suppose the next main thing is probably going to be this. Self-driving. So I know they've already got it with Teslas. It is a possibility, but...
I think my car's got that.
Probably has, mate.
Yeah, so on my car, it's got an option to call driving. So when I'm on the motorway, if I have the cruise control on, it's got like a little icon off my car. Then when I indicate, the lane will go green. So I don't know if the car will turn itself or I have to turn it because... If I try to turn my car over, like, let's say, like, we're on a two-lane carriageway.
Yeah.
If I don't indicate to go around the car, my steering wheel's trying to pull me back.
Yeah.
So I'd like to think it doesn't do it by itself. I indicate and I turn the wheel. But, like, it just lets me know when it's green, I can move along into the next lane. I think
that's all it is at the moment because it's saying green is safe. You can go.
But I've never tried it. I've always wanted to try it when it's quiet just to see what... But, like, I haven't got around doing it.
Nah. I think when you get to that kind of point, you know, because, again, your car's got the automatic parking and all that as well.
Yeah, it parks itself. Yeah.
You know, I think when you're relying on stuff like that, then there's no point.
The thing that my car's got that I've, like, who uses this option? Enter. So it's got... So it can parallel park itself. It can park into it by itself or it can exit by itself. Now, who has trouble...
I've seen a lot of people.
Mate, when I was on the phone to you with that learner driver. Oh my God. Mate, so he's banging the left. Then obviously he's coming to like, he's took the road so wide. He's like almost coming to the curb on my side, which is the wrong side.
Mm.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. And the driving instructor just telling him to point. Like, no, mate, get in. Because if there's a car or anything coming down, just get him off the road. He's not ready.
I was behind one the other day, and it's not the learner that I blame with stuff like this. It's the instructor.
Yeah.
Because I'm behind. Now, it's a 30 road, so there should be telling them to go 30. Yeah. But he kept, well, I'm saying he, the learner just kept dropping down to 20, and then they'd be like, oh, shit, I've got to speed up. Yeah. So they'd quickly get up to the 30. And So it's just, as the instructor, you just need to say, just stick to the birdie, just pay attention, because they're obviously not paying enough attention. They're trying to, I don't know, complicate it in their head. So just pay attention to your speed and just stick to it. And yeah, it's the instructors a lot of the time, I feel like just fucking pulling out and saying, stop being a dickhead.
Yeah.
Do your job. Stop fucking rinsing up.
I always think as well, when it comes to driving, and I don't know why no one's ever thought of this, maybe it's when you take a crash course, they've got this facility where, you know, like, I don't know, like an old racing track that doesn't get used anymore.
Yeah.
Put a line in the middle of that. And anyone that wants to learn the hour, just drive around the track. Obviously, make it a bit more city-like with lights and everything.
Couple of cones.
Because that way, just push people. Yeah, yeah.
People just standing there.
High-vis on. Like 20 cones and one light for like one hole being dug. Yeah. On the pavement.
Couple of Leslies there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I always think that, like, just get them out of the way. Send them, like, move them there for an hour. Get off the road.
I think it's, they have to have them on the normal roads for the experience. And
yeah, but I mean, like, the first few lessons, like, you know, this gear is not, so they can get up to speed. So that way, there's no worries about going up to further. Because if you crash, you're just going off on the track kind of thing.
Yeah. I know a lot of instructors used to do that, just go into, like, an Asda car park or something on a Sunday morning when it's empty. But I think these days they don't know, just because they can just get extra lessons out of them.
I saw panicking. When I used to live somewhere else, I saw this girl in a Honda Jazz.
Honda Jazz.
So, yeah.
A few of them around by me.
And I seen her have lessons. She passed.
Mm.
And I seen her trying to parallel park into a park spot for like 10 minutes, mate. I was watching out the window. I was just like, what is she doing? So, you know, normally, if you want to get into a parking spot, you parallel park your bike, so you drive to the car, you reverse it in.
Mm-hmm.
She's turning in, and like her ass end is sticking. Oh my God, mate, I couldn't believe it. She ended up going like. So, to explain it, she's driving to the parking spot, but in 10 minutes, her car was facing the other way, purely from trying to. I don't know how long. I could not believe it.
It is shocking how so many people can't do the basics and have got that license.
Yeah.
Even again, the other day, I've gone to Asda. And as always, as I'm getting out of the van, I have to take my headphones out or take my phone off charge, or whatever. Just get stuff to get out. And so as I'm doing that, the car has pulled in to a spot in front of me. But that much on the piss, the back left was over the left bay and the front right was over the right bay. And I've got out because I was getting out anyway. And his geezer started to get out of his car. I went, you're not leaving it like that, are you, mate? He goes, what? I says, come on, mate.
Yeah.
Just use your brain. Have a look. He's like, I don't know what you're on about. He says, look at your car. But he's already standing in the right bay at this point. Like, fair enough. He's lucky there's no cars parked next to him. But that's... Like, it shouldn't be, because there's cars parked there, you can park straight. Mm. Just fucking pull in properly. And I was just shaking my head. I was like, mate, you can't keep parking like that. That's horrendous. And he just fucking shook his head and then, I don't know, went into the booth or whatever. And I just walked off. So I thought, I'm not arguing. I just got to point it out, because it's just stupid. You can't park like that. It's fucking horrendous.
God.
I suppose because I'm so particular about how I park and making sure that I'm in the lines. And because if I park on the piss, it's more likely someone's going to hit my vehicle then, isn't it? So I like to make sure it's right. And then with the missus, when she first passed, I made her reverse parking, learn how to reverse park properly. And she can't, like, she'll struggle parking in forward now.
Because
I've, got it into a red. You've got to reverse parking. You've got to know how to do it. And, I suppose just because of stuff like that, I have to make sure it's fucking right. Just being a perfectionist as well, isn't it? Just being a proper driver. Fucking real. we just rattled on. That comes from, are you being followed and spied on? I don't know how we get to these places sometimes. But from one strange extremity to another. Got a little fucking ghost story in, eh?
We love it, mate. If anyone does have ghost stories or UFO or strange stories, that just anything fucking strange.
Yeah. Have you seen Bigfoot lurking in your back garden? Or one of them aliens peeking over the fence, looking through your window? Want to know all of them? Now, I wasn't sure how to pronounce this name when I read it, so I don't know if it's Brei or Brei. B-R-E-I.
Yeah, that's Brei.
I'd imagine so, but...
Let's go with Brei.
Yeah, if it's pronounced wrong, I do apologise. But they started off with the title and everything.
Sweet.
Talking and sounds when I'm home alone. So, setting Spooky. The scene straight away there. The story starts back in 2022. Home alone, and I heard a cart move. I don't know what a cart is inside the house, but I heard something move.
Yeah.
I was terrified and froze, and from what I remember, I had seen one of the air ducts open a little bit. So, again,
yeah,
I'm assuming this is...
It's one of them, isn't it?
So Ashley's pointing to a little...
sorry.
So on the windows in the UK, there's little vents that you can open up on the windows. I feel like this is more American, where it's like a blow heating system. Because obviously the UK doesn't have aircon, where America and that they do have and stuff.
One of them. Yeah. What you see in the movies where people normally crawl along.
And they're always clean.
Yeah. Right. And then you've got the ones on the floor like that.
That's what I'm feeling. Right. It's more like America.
Yeah. And the name's a bit American, isn't it?
Brie Larson. Miss Marvel.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got the picture now. We've got the air ducts. One of them have moved.
Yeah. Open a little bit. After this, though, nothing was out of the ordinary until now. Fast forward to the beginning of September, when I would be on my PC, I would hear beeping or my fridge opening. Every time I checked it out, nothing was there. Now to October the 2nd, so only a couple of days ago, I was at my PC on my phone. And I heard what sounded like a little girl saying, "Hello." I don't know if they said it that well. I did that for a dramatic effect. And I checked the cameras and didn't see anything. But it came from one of the rooms I didn't have a camera in. So I locked myself in my room to be safe. As of writing this, I heard footsteps and the light switch being flipped. The encounter has ended, but I am hearing sounds other people in my family can't hear. I am also seeing weird things in mirrors. I don't know if these things are real or if I'm going insane. I will update this if anything else happens.
Well, that's a bit strange, isn't it? With it's more the hearing someone, the little girl, go hello. That would imagine that though. You're on your PC on your phone, you just hello, like you would be like, fuck.
Yeah,
I think there's a different approach though. Because if you was in your PC, Jay, on the hub, as you do whenever you get the laptop out, you're always on the hub, you know,
because
you're alone. Because if you're alone, you're a male, you're on the hub.
Mm-hmm.
Just before you
other porn sites available,
just before you're about to search for your criteria, we don't discriminate,
no,
you know,
big black cocks,
you know. She males, fucking whatever floats your boat.
Midgets.
So you better put your midget porn
BBWs.
On. BBWs. Yeah, literally anything. And then you hear a noise, like what sounds like a hello or just a blind hello from a child. What are you doing, son?
Firstly, wondering who's let kids in the house. Because I ain't got no kids. Yeah, you're just fucking panicking, ain't you? You're putting your cock away straight away.
Yeah, and you would search every room, and you're like, what the fuck was that?
I've done it enough times, because as you quite often do, you start like deep diving, you'll be flicking through TikTok and that, and then these ghost videos.
Oh, so I thought it was deep diving in porn then, mate.
Always deep diving in that, mate. Balls deep diving in my hand. But yeah, you'll be scrolling through the ghost videos and that'll come on. And then you start playing the tricks in your own mind then, don't you? All the little movements, the lights flickering and stuff. And again, because with my bedroom window across the field, there's like an industrial estate or something, and the lights run throughout the night. So as the trees are moving with the wind, the lights do throw shadows and in the bedroom and that. So I've got used to that, but I suppose, I'd just be fucking getting up and like, what the fuck, who's in the house? And that?
But what Bree said about seeing stuff in the mirrors, I wonder if that's just like a corner of your eye, you know, like when you think you saw something, or do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. If you was like brushing your teeth, looking in a mirror, and then fucking you think you see it.
Yeah.
Because with my bathroom, my mirror shines, reflects straight into my bedroom.
Right.
So if I saw something move, it would most likely just be, like I just said, because of the light shadow from the estate over the way. But otherwise, if it wasn't that, then someone's in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So, I'd have to fucking go in, start throwing fists there.
I think that's what we got. You know what, though? I've said it before. The thing that pisses me off about ghost hunters, when they see or hear anything, they run away, and I'm like, mate, just fucking run. So that's why when we do one, we hear a noise, I'm being like, you know what I mean?
And then you take the dildo out your ass.
No, I'm not. I want to be like, where was that? And if you like, fucking go, oi, get out. Like,
yeah, you got to go to.
You got to be like, oi, this is what I'm here for. Come here, get on camera.
Because unless the ghost then picks up like a knife and then comes at you, it's not going to do anything.
A little roadman. Like, roadman.
Yeah.
Ghost. Fucking up. Yeah. Trying to shank you.
Yeah.
Nah, that's when you run them, mate. That's when you're like, ah.
Yeah, but the roadman ghost isn't going to catch you because they can't run with the ghost jogging bottoms all the way down their ankles, can they?
True.
And the ghost boxers hanging out.
There's your man patch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, please keep us up there.
Yeah, we do want to fucking know if you've got a haunted house.
We are assuming it's America by the air ducts and everything.
Yeah. Do keep us updated with that. And now we shall go on to the confessions.
Right, son. Right. I don't know why he cracks me up every time. Right. Now, I haven't read these, so I'm going to try not to laugh. I'm trying to. But sometimes it's just right.
I did read the first one. I briefly read the second one a little bit, but I'm trying to keep the natural reaction.
Right.
Come on, Father Rash.
Father JD.
Tell us the confession.
Right. I met a girl on Tinder. Felt a little bit catfished, but that's normal, to be fair. So true, by the way. So boys getting to know each other on the date, she said she plays Sunday League and proceeded to invite me to the game the next morning. I agreed and got there well before kickoff to see her warming up. The game starts and I realised she was playing centre back. I agreed and got there well before kickoff to see her warming up. I agreed and got there well before kickoff to see her warming up. The game starts and I realised she was playing centre back in a 4-4-2 system. I was initially taken back but tried to push through. I reached my limit when she won a header from a corner. I reached my limit. When she won a header from a corner, I reached my limit. When she won a header from a corner, they conceded. I waited for half time to make a swift exit, blocking on all platforms, 100% ghosted. Fuck it.
I'm sorry, but any time it's just like centre back 4-4-2 system, Tinder. Like, come on.
I mean, straight away when you hear about a centre back,
yeah,
you're not thinking that it's a good looking lader. Well, I got a question for you.
Right.
So let's just say you was on the market and you're in the dating game these days now, and the lady says she plays football. What position would you want her to play?
Striker. I don't know why.
Because she always scores.
There we go. Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. It was just. Sorry. I reached my limit when she won a header from a cornerback. Right.
Can see the corner. Yeah. She's won the header. Yeah. She's Harry Maguire.
That's it. She's literally.
Got a slab head on
it. I mean, whoever put, confession this is, obviously, he did tell the story. I do apologise for laughing. When there's Tinder, catfish, Sunday league, 4-4-2 system, centre back, can sit like, honestly.
It's a proper Sunday league,
yeah,
man's old school formation, 4-4-2. So, just ditching half time and that all fucking.
Mate, I've just seen like, sunk on the second one. I've got to try not to fucking laugh on this one. Right.
I only briefly read a little bit, so I'm looking forward to this one, mate.
Right.
But to the first one,
right.
You're not forgiven. You need to attend the rest of the season of the females football team and try and get with their centre back. I think that's what you need to do to relieve yourself of those sins. No how there is, just centre backs.
Does he manage to play in a 4-4-2 system, though, Jay?
No, the centre backs in every formation. Okay. They're all going to be fucking the same, aren't they?
Right.
No, next confession, please. Father Ash.
A few days ago, I started a job at a home, and the owner's wife is 28 and smoking hot. Well, she left me alone in the house and I went through her panty drawer. It had so many thongs, I decided to take 7 of them home with me to jerk off with. She even had a few toys in her drawer. I will return a few thongs when I go back after the holidays. They will be saturated with my dry cum. I also ordered her a stainless steel butt plug, which I will put in the back of a drawer for her to find someday. I hope she will use it. So, right.
So,
this reminds me of like American Pie 2. You know, when they work on the house and they see is it like a dildo and the two girls come back?
And, yeah, and then the maiden kiss and that.
Yeah. So, he's going to take. He's took 7 of the thongs home with him to wank off with.
I wonder why he chose 7 though.
One day of the week, mate.
I suppose so, yeah. You bit the nail on the head there, ain't you? I was thinking it was his favourite number or something, but yeah. But then why is he just having one wank a day?
Well.
And then the fact that he's going to take them back.
With his drug.
Yeah, like. It's just asking to be caught. Like.
Yeah, like where are these?
Yeah, and then why a stainless steel? He did say stainless steel. Stainless steel butt plug.
Maybe that's the way it's done nowadays, mate.
You'd imagine that to be colder, wouldn't you?
Maybe he likes it that way.
But he's not the one using it.
But maybe he likes the fall of it. I mean, mate, let's be honest, he's a strange guy. I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong. He definitely is.
Well, yeah, it's theft.
I mean,
if he's returning them, so he's borrowing them. But
he's not. I mean, they've got cum in them, mate.
Yeah, if you're gonna borrow something, you got to return it.
But he's giving it. But then he's bringing her a stainless steel book. So really, she's gaining as well. If you think about it.
But I wonder if she's gonna enjoy the butt plug, stainless steel or not. he says she's got other toys in the drawer, but. I'm wondering if there was butt plugs in there as well, and that's why he's got her a new one.
Maybe.
I mean, stainless steel, is that dishwasher safe? I don't know. I suppose it is because knives and forks and that, and it all same material.
I just, yeah, I mean, so many questions here. But what would you want him to do for Arthur Jayde?
Wash the fucking thongs for starters. I think the next load that he, the next load that he steals before giving them a new load, I think he should wear them while he's working there.
Oh, right.
He's probably doing that, to be fair, isn't he?
What I like about the two confessions, one is so English and one so American, then isn't it? The 442 system. Fucking out.
Yeah.
To jerking off.
I know. But each to their own.
Yeah. We're not here to judge.
Yeah. I don't want you to directly answer this now, but
which I'm one just
for, the second one, I'm right. Just wondering, is he the kind of person that orders the used knickers and panties and that from these websites as well then?
Well, by the looks of it, he doesn't have to.
Well, not
just goes for
the one using them.
When you know, when he's starting a job, you know.
Yeah, but say he's the one using.
Yeah, have you ever done that?
I've not done that. Wait, you're about
no, I don't. Wow,
gone through someone's knickers drawers.
Yeah, pretty much. No. I don't mean like have you like obviously it'd be weird if you took them home and joked them off, mate, like into them, then took them back. But have you ever went through?
Gotta go back to a job first.
No, like, you know when you're in a house alone.
No, I've never gone through any of the drawers or anything. I did have a former work colleague that did do that.
Right.
So it was on the counter wires, and so his nickname was Scouse because he was a Jordan.
I thought so, mate.
Yeah, no, he was a proper fucking Liverpoolian. Probably fucking James's dad. Nah, because James ain't a proper Scouse, is it? but yeah, so he used to call me a leprechaun because I used to wear my combat trousers and obviously just fucking green, short Irish man. I'm not green, the trousers are green.
Thanks for clarifying, mate.
Well, you know, some of the listeners need to know that I'm not a green person. I'm very much white. Not saying that in a racist way. But I'll just damn it, white ginger man. So anyway, on a job, doing the rewire, I'm downstairs in the kitchen. He's upstairs. The woman's just like nicked out to go to the shop. So he starts shouting at me. He's like, come here. So I've gone to the bottom of the stairs. He's standing at the top. He's in bra and panties, waving a dildo above his head.
So he's got this person.
He's got out of his work clothes and put on this lady's lingerie.
Right.
And he's holding her dildo, waving it above his head.
Yeah.
As soon as I've seen this fucking sight, now he wasn't really a good looking man anyway. But as soon as I stood there, seen it, started to laugh, the doors fucking opened.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was our foreman. He's just literally, he's looked up. He's like, Gaz, put your fucking clothes on. And yeah, but look, because it was only like 2 minutes earlier, the woman's left out the front door to go to the shop. So obviously your ass fucking goes straight away because you're thinking she's back, she's got a purse or something. But yeah, he was a funny character anyway. He'd fucking help himself to the food out of the fridge and shit. but yeah, to have the balls, not just to put into her knickers, though, but to fully get stripped out your clothes and put the full fucking set on. Purple, probably would have looked nice on her. I can't remember what she looked like, to be honest. Just remember him wearing it. Fucking big pink dildo. Fucking... It would have caused some damage, mate. Not just to the fucking pussy as well. You hit someone over the head with that, they're fucking out cold. So yeah, I've never done it. Not my cup of tea. But I wonder if he purchases the used lingerie and stuff like, is that...
I know some people do that, and the tights, don't they?
Yeah. It's a big thing in Japan, isn't it? Is it Japan or China? Fucking...
I think it is Japan, isn't it?
Yeah.
With the tights.
Because there's literally fucking vending machines. You can buy the used knickers and that. Or fucking weird. Like, what would you want to fucking sniff pissy knickers and that? Oh, fuck. Ugh, wrong things, man. But like we said before, we're missing a trick. We should be fucking selling socks and fucking stuff and making a bit of extra side money, shouldn't we?
I mean, I don't know how much of a pair of daily socks
would don't fucking like advertise it as ours. You know, pretend that we're a female and then look,
right,
you know, it's the woman that's wearing the socks.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should start doing it, mate. Yeah. Only Dan's. So yeah, we've there was still a couple of correspondence, but we've smashed over an hour again, and we can't keep going on about all this oil shit. We've gone on too many tangents today, but that's what they're here for. The lovey, it's why they keep coming back.
Well, we shall and
coming
start.
In fucking customers' knickers.
We shall crack on with them.
Yeah, we'll carry on. Yeah. We've got some. Hey. What's wrong with you? Got some of them to rattle out with next week and that as well. So we will continue the ones that we didn't do this week. But as always, keep sending them in. We appreciate it. Send some more confessions. We need some more. Want some more ghost stories.
Just anything would do.
Yeah, just send us anything. No. Any more questions? Because I did quite love that phobia one, to be fair. Anything weird, strange, funny like that, just bang them in.
And how long have you been doing this now? About 18 months? If not a bit longer?
Because I think it was February 23 ish when we started.
Still waiting for that one email to say, "You two are shit."
Well, James has definitely said it about me.
Yeah.
Did Danny G say that we were shit? Or again, was he just slagging me off?
I think he was slagging you off, mate.
He was a dickhead anyway.
Yeah, so one of you know, did I hate these days.
We did have that. YouTube comments as well. Don't forget we're on the YouTubes. To be fair, I haven't checked YouTube to see if we've had any more comments. But yeah, if you want to go on the YouTube and drop the comments and that as well. We're here for all of them. We want all of your interaction. We want you to send any little thing you want. So yeah, we shall leave it there. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric.